Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence, I wanted to bring you on the show because I really just wanted a quick update in terms of time frame or any insights you can give us for the drill program that was completed last year at the American Creek Project up in the Golden Triangle. It was a little over 2,000 meters and about 11 holes. Those holes, I think, have been in the lab now for 2, maybe 3 months. Any idea or clarity when you might be getting back some of these results?
Hi, Corey. Great talking to you. I always appreciate talking to somebody that really understands the industry like you do. It's been 3 months now. I've never, in 40 years in the industry, I've never seen a backup like this in the labs, you know, between COVID and I think a big part of it was the early part of the season we lost to COVID in terms of exploration and drilling, and then everybody hit the ground big time late summer and into the fall, as we did. So the labs just got hit, and they've got their COVID protocols, and they're backed up, and finally got a commitment from them that we'll see the assays within a couple of weeks. Now, allowing for some slippage and giving us time to do the QA QC procedure and get a sign off from our qualified person. 2 to 3 weeks, we anticipate we'll be able to announce the assays. But look, it's really important to say here that we're not just sitting back waiting. We've seen the drill core. We know what's in there. We see the silver sulfide minerals in the drill core. We know we're going to get some values. So we're encouraged enough that we've already committed the program for the upcoming season. We've got the drill contractor all lined up, and we've got a contract in place, and we're ready to move ahead as soon as we can possibly get drills out there. Now, we're going to get an early start this year. We've got drill pads in place. Some of the drilling will take place from those existing pads, so we'll be able to get started really soon. And the other thing we're doing on the project, as we're sitting here, we're not twiddling our thumbs, but we are moving aggressively toward getting underground access. There's a pretty substantial amount of underground workings that were completed in the early 1900s when this thing was mined. So we want to get underground, and that'll get the geologists right up into the veins. They can resample them, and we can get assays from directly into the veins. And if we can, we'd like to do some of the drilling from underground where it'll be a lot more efficient than trying to hit these things from surface. So we're moving forward and keeping the project going. And, you know, whatever the assay lab tells us, we know we've got enough there to justify another season of drilling on the American Creek project. So that's where we stand on that one.
Okay, so you are ready to go with the next drill season. When will that start for the company? I know you guys are in the southern part of the Golden Triangle with at least some of your projects. So when do you foresee exploration starting back up?
Well, we'll certainly be on the ground, and we'll start from the lower reaches of the project. Now, remember, our project goes right from the American Creek Valley, which is at an elevation of about 200 or 300 meters above sea level. And it goes up right over the top of the mountain. It gets pretty high, but there's a lot of field work we can do low down early in the season. When I say early in this part of the world, we're talking May, June, and we're hoping that the latter part of June, we should be able to have the drills turning again. So it's a ways off, but we'll definitely be doing field work along the way and preparing additional targets and continuing our exploration push toward the north. So a lot of the work was done in the past, the mining in the early 1900s, and a lot of the exploration was done on the southern part of the claim group. And this newly acquired ground further north, we're going to be continuing to explore that and pushing the whole geological story northward.
So there is also another news release that I want to follow up on that came out at the tail end of December, and this is an addition of another project to the company's portfolio, the Thea Project, also in the Golden Triangle. This is more a silver asset, or you're looking at this as a silver asset. We'll get in more to the Golden Triangle and actually how much silver has been found in that, but give us a little background on this Thea Project and what drew you to add this to the project portfolio.
Yeah, very good point. Look, the Golden Triangle is renowned for the gold content, obviously, but few people recognize it's actually one of the few billion-ounce silver districts in the world. The SK mine produced 160 million ounces of silver during about a 13-year mine life, and that ranks it equivalent to the entire production of First Majestic as an example, and that production comes from multiple mines. So the one mine produced, it was for a long time the biggest silver producing mine in the world, and that potential has largely been overlooked. So recognizing the potential silver endowment, the geological team and myself, we have gone through literally hundreds of assessment reports that were completed from the 70s up to present, looking for areas that might have been overlooked that have silver potential. And Thea fell right smack in the middle of that. It was explored pretty thoroughly in the early 90s after the discovery of the Red Mountain gold deposit, which is now on its way to production. So everybody went through that area looking for another Red Mountain. They recorded what they found, but there were some big, big silver hits, and they were overlooked. So we went in there, looked at all these reports, tied together the geology around these areas that had the silver hits, and thought it looked very, very interesting. So we went in there, we did three deals to acquire blocks that were held by others, and we staked a lot of open ground. So we now have another very substantial project with considerable potential for silver that has been completely overlooked and really hasn't been looked at since the early 90s. So there is gold potential, and we'll be following up on that. But it's the completely overlooked silver component that really caught our attention on that one. And we're continuing that effort. There are hundreds and hundreds of assessment reports all through the triangle, and we're going through those. And we've identified a couple of other really interesting areas where we're advancing it to the point where we may take on other projects with that same exploration model of looking for areas that have silver potential that haven't really been looked at from that perspective. So we'll have further news on that over the coming weeks.
Okay, that's an interesting take on the Golden Triangle. And in all fairness, Lawrence, the company already has some exposure to silver and is exploring for silver at a couple of your projects. Even American Creek has a couple silver targets, high-grade silver targets that you are going after. This Thea project, also the BA Silver project. What is the balance right now in terms of the project portfolio in the Golden Triangle for Mountain Boy, balance between gold and silver?
Well, it's slanted somewhat towards silver at the moment. In American Creek is primarily silver. It has a significant gold component. We've got Southmore, which is a classic gold copper kind of environment. There's a gold component on BA and Surprise as well. Certainly silver is a big part of it, and part of it is just being opportunistic and looking at these areas that were not previously looked at. Now, another really important aspect is that, and this is sort of a general conceptual kind of view, but a lot of silver deposits are high within the original geological hydrothermal system. The silver tends to move further away from the core than the gold does. And, there I could give any number of examples that started off high up in the system as silver And as they work down, they get into the gold and the gold copper zone. And we believe that is the case on all of our projects, that we're simply looking at the upper part of a big hydrothermal system, and we're in the silver zone, but the gold zone, we believe, is intact lower down. Now, that's a longer-term exploration concept, but it's certainly there. So at the moment, with, you know, just looking at the what's literally what's sticking out of the ground, it's maybe slanted slightly towards silver as opposed to gold. But as we get deeper, we believe that these things are going to evolve more toward gold deeper down. So we've got a pretty good balance and a mix of the precious metals with a certain component of base metals in there as well.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, I know I'm especially waiting on these drill results. I know it's been a long time, but it is nice to see you also out there looking at other projects and getting ready for this year's drill program that will start when you can get up there. Can you just give us a quick little update in terms of the cash position of the company then to move these plans forward?
We still have a couple million dollars of cash. We're literally at this moment debating whether to start a drill program with the cash in hand or to raise more money. You can never bet on these things and shouldn't even be talking about it. But to the extent that we get a higher share price in the coming months, we will probably enhance the treasury, giving us the ability to do a bigger program. And these projects certainly deserve a bigger program. So we could, if we had to, conduct a pretty good program this summer without raising further money. But if we get the market reaction that we anticipate, we will raise further money and do a bigger and better program over the coming field season.
All right. Well, Lawrence, I'll keep following along. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And Lawrence, it sounds like hopefully we'll be chatting in a couple weeks about some of these drill results. So keep me up to date, please, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Look forward to talking again.